Welcome to our podcast, where we interview Circassians living in the diaspora. We are here to bridge the past to the present. I'm Yasmin Bach.
And I'm Laura Qardan. In this episode, we'll hear from Haider Mirza and his earlier days in the New Jersey dance group.
Hello, dear Circassians. My name is Haider Mirza. Now, some use Mirza as M-A-R-Z-A. Some say M-I-R-Z-A. And some say M-E-R-Z-A. My name is M-A-R-Z-A or Mirza. I am the son of Muhammad Mirza and Huria Haupi. I was born in Jordan and migrated to Paterson, New Jersey, America, or as my folks and their friends would say, Paterson, America, in 1958. They found a place to live, and Dad found a job working at the United Instant Coffee Company on Mill Street in Paterson, along with a handful of other Circassian men. They were struggling to understand a language they barely spoke, but somehow they did. We lived on North 3rd Street in Paterson. There were, I don't know, perhaps 30 homes on a block. I'd have to say that 18 to 20 of them were all Circassians. And at the end of the day, however, they saw themselves as the lucky ones. I heard that one of the families were moving to North 4th Street, just one block up the street. Believe it or not, they had a meeting to say, oh my goodness, we'll never see them again. One block away. They depended on each other. They were not just friends who took the journey to the States, but I have to say, family. Heck, we lived on the same block. We were in each other's homes. We played together. We went to the same grade schools. Us kids must have had a dozen moms and dads. Many of our dads worked at the same place. They came to America with an outlook that they had to work hard to get ahead. America. They were confronted by the endless opportunity available to their children in this amazing country that they would call home. My family, when I say family, I mean every mom and dad who were Circassians. They helped me and most of my friends keep a hold of our Circassian roots by telling us stories, speaking to us in Circassian, and keeping the Circassian rhythm alive. Many of our folks finally moved from North 3rd Street block. We moved to North 5th. Can you imagine? I remember a home up the street on North 5th, where the first floor was a makeshift mosque, and the basement was the Sunday school, where we kept our faith alive. Now, this place was very small, much too small to hold any sort of social affair. There were a few hundred families, remember? If not more or less, and one of the main parts of being Circassian is dance. Circassians dancing is world renowned. Everyone, I mean everyone, danced. We needed a place to learn how to dance, and leave it to moms and dads, they found the Polish Club, a Polish soccer league club in Paterson, where us kids would go almost every Sunday afternoon and for a few hours learned Circassian dance. The teacher, the dance teacher, was a wonderful, gentle man, Ibrahim Temazov. I believe he was Ashetin, with his two sons, Aslan, who played the accordion, and Mickey kept the beat. The best time of my life. I think our folks did this not to teach us to dance, but to keep the kids together. And they did. A large amount of us, not all, but many, are still together today. Some even married one another. I have to say, we got pretty good at dance. We danced at many venues, naturally all Circassian affairs, and some memorable ones. We danced at the Alexander Hamilton Hotel, the Plaza, both in Patterson. We danced at the in Corning, New York, at the Corning Glass Company, set up by one of the old-time Circassian men, I believe to show off his proud heritage. One of the main men who backed us up was a man by the name of Albert Garali. This nobleman took us to Carnegie Hall, New York City, right outside of Carnegie Hall. We thought we were stars. But the gem and jewel of our dancing journey was dancing in Washington, D.C. at the celebration with Richard M. Nixon, the President of the United States, gala for the need to recognize Circassia as a sovereign country. I must have danced with a dozen or more dance troupes. I have to admit, with all that dancing, I got dance fever. A number of folks asked me to stay on, lead, and volunteer to train the children dancing. I certainly and confidently did. One of wonderful time of my life. Let me leave you with this story. While growing up in America, friends, American friends, would ask me, "What language do you speak?" It took forever to explain. I had to go through geography and things of that sort. But I was happy to tell them. I would tell them, you know, you guys could also learn how to speak Circassian. I would tell them, just add the letter M. Puzzled, they would say, "What?" So I gave them a few examples. Let's say you want to say highway. You would say highwayim. Or two guys. You would say two guysim. Or Kmart. You would say Kmartim. All kidding aside, speak our language, even if you have to tape someone. Appreciate your time with family and friends. Good friends. Celebrate with them. Our lives and resources are finite. Education is worth pursuing, even if you have to learn how to change your own tire. Dress well when appropriate, and dress for the job you want, not the job you have. My Circassian family, I mean you younger than I, remember all your elders. What we refer to are aunts and uncles. Work hard to achieve the American dream, as my folks did. And I'm thankful each and every day that they sacrificed for me. Thanks for your time. Haider Mirza.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and join us next time for more stories. Do you or someone you know have a story you'd like to share? If so, email us at contact@dearcirques.com.